The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. It is Wednesday, folks. Seventh day of August 2019. Well, I guess some FBI agents figure if they're going to go down, they might as well go down swinging. Former FBI agent Peter Strzok is suing the FBI and the Department of Justice over his firing. Really? Claiming his removal was politically driven and illegal. The campaign to publicly vilify Special Agent Strzok contributed to the FBI's ultimate decision to unlawfully terminate him, the lawsuit says, as well as to frequent incidents of public and online harassments and threats of violence to Strzok and his family that began when the texts were first disclosed to the media and continue to this day. Now, here was a veteran counterintelligence agent who helped lead the FBI investigations into Hillary Clinton's use of private email servers and ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. He was removed from special counsel Robert Mueller's team after the text with the FBI lawyer Lisa Page came to light. And the FBI said, okay, that's enough. Before you turn out to be a total embarrassment, you're fired. Many of the texts on FBI cell phones were bitingly critical of Trump during his 2016 run. They were found by the Justice Department's Inspector General during its investigation of the FBI's Clinton email probe. And the information we're getting now is the FBI assisted in destroying of those emails. In an October text message, Strzok wrote a page, "I'm riled up. Trump is an effing idiot, is unable to provide a coherent answer. I can't pull away. What the F has happened to our country?" It's because of people like you, Mr. Strzok. Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Trump is not ever going to become president, right? Right? Page wrote Strzok in an August 2016 message, which he wrote back, "No, no, he's not. We'll stop it." The watchdog office criticized both Strzok and Page, with whom he was having an affair with, for their judgment in sending the messages, but did not find that the Clinton email investigation was compromised by political bias. This attorney, Aiton Goldman, Strzok's attorney, and I don't even know the background of this Goldman character, but I'm sure it's absolutely stellar, says the FBI director who fired him was responding to unrelenting pressure from Trump and his political allies in Congress and the media. David Bowditch, then deputy, overruled the recommendation of a disciplinary official that he be merely demoted and suspended without pay and denied him the chance to appeal. Oh, well, don't worry. The GoFundMe page set up on behalf of Strzok around 1 year ago has raised nearly $450,000. It's unclear if the funds raised will go towards paying lawyers, in his lawsuit against the FBI and the DOJ. $450,000. What I could do with $450,000. Holy mackerel. And here's a little snake in the grass that decided, well, I still got some venom. I'm going to bite on the way down. Yeah. So now we're using the term terrorist to now define actions that the players for the FBI, in order to get a firm foothold with their anti-terrorism laws in this country, folks. That's what's going on here. And you heard, the minute I saw one of our, supposedly our side, going after Antifa, yes, they should be charged as terrorists. You are fools. You are nothing but damn fools, and you should step down from the positions that you hold. Because you're not worth it. Is that, if that's as far as you can see, go get an honorable job. I've got more respect from the guys that haul our garbage away in my neighborhood than I do for people like you. So you're not going to hear too much more from the FBI or anybody else in El Paso, because they've done what they have always done. Captured the relevant information, will not be released to the public. Just like in the FBI investigation to Oklahoma, just like the FBI's investigation into 9/11. And the stuff is starting to unravel. How would you like to be an FBI agent today, folks? And I guess the FBI didn't know that there were Walmarts somewhere between Dallas and El Paso, Texas. You wouldn't have pulled that crap in Round Rock, because I would have been at the scene. I would have been interviewing witnesses. I would have went through this thing like a fine-tooth comb. You would have had to either shoot me or arrest me. But let's do it way to hell out in West Texas. Drove 635 miles. Why? Oh, that's right. He's still alive. You'll be able to ask him. He's one of your assets, though, isn't he? Mm-hmm. All the stuff that's being pulled. Well, we still really don't have the entrenched anti-terrorism laws yet. They're trying right now to use them. For the control freaks, for the actors working on behalf of the New World Order, sorry, we don't have your national health care. Ain't gonna take it. No, as of yet, there have not been a ban on so-called assault weapons. Hasn't happened yet. They still have in place the one remaining that's been grinding at us for more than 100 years. That's their ultimate control. Their banking system. And I've been watching, I've been hawking these reporters on the markets, watching the financial news shows, and they're just all the Twitter folks. They just don't know what the hell to make of this. And I'm listening to these guys. And why is the Fed? I mean, we should be raising interest rates. We shouldn't even have a Federal Reserve, folks. Shouldn't have it. Why do we need it? This is the tool. Give the open check to the government. Is borrow as much as you want. Now there's negative interest rates in almost all the industrialized countries. And there's a little bit of get back at the banks because they're not recovering all the money that the government is borrowing. But that's okay. We've been doing quantitative easing, haven't we? We've shoveled trillions of dollars at you. After you damn near took down the entire economic system of the planet. You and your minions. I put in a call-in number, and nobody calls. Well, let's do a little self-promotion then. Maybe people will get sick of hearing this and they'll call in to shut me up. We've got a little fundraiser, ladies and gentlemen, with FrontSight. And if you have not been paying attention, I don't know where you think this is all going. Who's going to come and save you? You'd better start acting as if nobody's showing up to save you. And the only people responsible for your own safety and health and well-being, you, your wife, and your family, is going to be you. Can't point the fingers anyplace else. All-inclusive, $250,000. By the way, I did not have the number for Dan Sutterfield the other day. I will give them out again. And there's a new twist to this. Yeah, for $500 donation to the network, you get the FrontSight 25 grand all-inclusive commander membership that you can pass on to other people in perpetuity, folks. It doesn't die. If you want to be the absolute best, with the absolute best instructing you to bring out the best of your capabilities with a firearm, this is it. You can attend any and all FrontSight courses free of charge at any and all FrontSight facilities now and in the future. As a commander of FrontSight lifetime member, you will be able to attend any and all FrontSight courses, as I said, in any facility now or in the future. This places you immediately on the FrontSight Advisory Board. Access to Commander of FrontSight Lifetime Member Facilities. In the new FrontSight Resort, folks, you don't even have to pay for a hotel going out there. Everything's paid for, except your meals. Now, I'll tease you with this right now. I talked to Dan Sutterfield. I said, Dan, you suggested this before. Husband and wife want to take this course. They may not have a grand, but if they got $500, both the wife and the husband can go together and get lifetime memberships for $500. You got first in, first out privileges. In other words, you are at the head of the line. Unlimited stay at FrontSight Resort free while in the courses. While you're out there in Vegas, you're taking these courses, You can stay for free in a very nice facility, very comfortable. I heard people, I'll just have to take my tent and pitch a tent out there or take my RV. Well, you can do that if you want. But remember something. This is Las Vegas. You can still catch red-eye flights out there for next to nothing, folks. And a little short cab ride to the facility, you're there. As a member, you will have exclusive access to a very special commander lounge. We'll be on the outcropping of Front Sight's land that looks over the entire Front Sight Resort. Got access to purchase ammunition for life at 20% over cost. But they have many guns in their store out there for sale, and guess what? You get them at their cost. Not a used gun. Not something that they mark up and then mark down to make you feel you're getting a deal. No, you're getting the firearms at cost. As a commander of Front Sight Lifetime member, you can receive 40% saving on any product purchased from Front Sight Pro Shop at any and all the Front Sight facilities. And they give you the little hats and the pins and all that other stuff. Little accoutrements. You know how the wife likes to get involved in raising the kids? Well, I suggest you and your hubby go out there. Take these courses so you, and in turn, can teach your children what firearms are for, how deadly they are, but the proper use of them and the time to use them. This is not a joke, folks. I just didn't do this. Oh, I can pick up a few bucks on the Front Sight Ignatius Piazza. Dr. Piazza isn't taking any of this money, folks. He's doing it for this network. They've trained well over 1 million people to be the best that they can be with their firearms. Over 1 million. And that's more than any other site combined for I don't know how many years running. This is the place. And if the ne'er-do-wells get their way, I know what weapons you want to be proficient with, but they're going to be, if they have their way, they're going to be illegal. Call Dan Sutterfield. I'm going to give you two numbers, his home number and his cell number. Home number is 573-762-2356. Cell, same area code, 573-465-2356. Or his email. Dome Dan, this is his email when he was selling domed homes. Dome Dan, DOMEDAN at hotmail.com. And there's also a brochure you can download. It's got all the pertinent stuff on it. There's our logo on it. All the high points of Front Sight, Dan Sutterfield's numbers, his address, his Hotmail. It's all right there. Click it on and go through it. We're running a little short of time here, folks. I know we have the capacity to keep that final curtain from falling on us, but I don't want to be a day late and a dollar short saying, geez, if we only would have done. Folks, I'm not here to give you any bad advice. We're talking about lives. My life, your life, that of your family, the life of your country is in the balance.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Kevin in Washington, you're up first. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, John. A little trip up memory lane with the Oklahoma thing. That's the Clintons. The Clintons' fingerprints are on all of that, and I'd like to just say there's $1.3 billion unaccounted for that Clinton Foundation. And about 2 months before the election, she was on there along with that prime minister. They were really pushing that prime minister from Australia, and the narrative at the time was that big mass disaster they have there where they confiscated all the guns in Australia. And this whole thing, you know, once they start these things, these are planned out years in advance, and this, all this stuff that's happening, all these shootings, were already in the works. She was supposed to be the president, and they were going to work it that way. But I'll tell you this, John, right now, there's a federal contract out. I'll try to get you a copy and email it to you, that they're calling for crisis actors. And the last time they did that, a big one like this, was just before 9/11. And so when the federal government is putting out a contract to hire people to, by I'll have to go back and read the verbiage, but I think they were to play the part of antagonist. I mean, something big is brewing right now, and what we've seen right now is just the tip of the iceberg.
As I said, Kevin, they're closing out the first act. We have many acts to follow.
Yep, and you know what, John? Now look, I've said this for years talking to you. You're the most generous man in talk radio, okay? And what we've gone through up to this point, I'll just say till this day today, has been what you could call an introduction. Where we're at now is the lesson phase of this. You talked about it for years, John, the butter knife brigade. And I think it's time to start weaving that back into your narrative again, because that's what it's going to come down to.
Kevin, I'm trying to get them trained up. A lot of, you know, the arrogance of people, you know, the self-pridefulness, people with the ability to lie to themselves, to tell themselves they're better at something than they actually are, rather than doing it the right way. I'm trying to get them trained up, and Dan Sutterfield and I talked about this, said, look, you know, there were people who were saying, well, I only have the money for myself and not my wife. I'd love my wife to have this training. Well, Dan says, wait a minute, John. He said, I understand what you're trying to do here, so let's this time around, which I think this is going to be the last one for FrontSight, is that if you have a husband and wife that want to go, and they can only cough up $500, so both get a premium membership to FrontSight with the idea...
Which is nothing, John. It's nothing.
I know. I know.
That's what gets me about it. Just, you know, and the thing about it is, John, when the you know what hits the whatever, nobody that's aware of anything's given up anything, okay? And if the problem is going to be, I always tell people, go back to the Rodney King riots and you take a look at those Korean businessmen that stood on the top of those stores with their rifles. That is the most classic example of the Second Amendment right there, John.
They believed
in their families, they loved their families, they loved what they're doing, and they're going to protect it. People need to go back and watch those videos and see, Kevin, how it's going to be done.
And Kevin, look at the gloved approach they took with street gangs out there and criminals and crimes. And then when the L.A. riot hit, where were they? They were nowhere to be found. And you're right. People were standing on the rooftops of their businesses protecting themselves and their families and their business. That is an exemplary example of why we have the Second Amendment.
You got it. And I'm telling you right now, when it does come down, it's not going to be militias. It's not going to be weekend warriors. It's not going to be the butter knife brigade. You know what it's going to be? It's going to be the shopkeepers that are going to end up standing up for the neighborhood and the rest of it. Because guess what? For all the rest of them, if they got nothing, they got nothing to lose. But when you got something and you believe in it, you got everything. And that's the most important part of it, John. All the years that you're talking, all the years that you've talked, you could have done so many things with your life. And every day you suit up and you come in and you tell people, hey, look, it's coming. It's coming. It's right around the corner. Wise up. Wake up. And yet, I'm telling you, John, it's like that classic biblical thing of casting pearls in front of swine.
That's why when I hit the pearly gates and old St. Peter looks at me and says, well, what are your bona fides? Pete, I did everything that I could. I did everything.
Guess what, John? It won't be for the lack of trying.
You're
going to get in. You'll probably get into the VIP section just on the try effort.
Well, like I said, if I'm not good enough to go to heaven, put me into gates of hell so I can kick my enemies' butt as they enter, one by one. Thanks for your call, Kevin.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ty in Texas, you're up next.
Hey, John, fellow freedom enthusiast here south of Austin in Manchaca. Appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I have a comment about this ongoing topic of an upcoming civil war, but first, I got to say, most people don't understand how expensive quality training is with a firearm. You can go and get quality training across the country. It's going to run you for two people, 2 days. That's a good class, 2 days in a row, all day each day, not counting your ammunition and equipment. You're probably going to be looking at spending $1,000.
Yep.
Maybe a little less. You folks out there, I have taking advantage of this deal. It was the last time you promoted it, sometime last year. Mm-hmm. I have never been, and probably may even never go to Las Vegas or close to it. But I felt good about the contribution to the network, and it's my understanding that Ignatius is looking to expand, and Texas is one of his next targets.
And people like yourself, you're going to be more inclined to, instead of going all the way to Vegas, which, you know, I understand and appreciate. People don't like making that kind of trip. They don't like putting that much distance between themselves and their home. I get that. I understand it. But they don't understand. And Ty, as you said, you know, I tried to do some comparative shopping myself and looking exactly, you know, what this is costing people for real firearms training. And most of what you're describing for a husband and wife for 2 days, two full days, running close to $1,000, you're pretty much spot on. But these are mostly the training in stationary targets, how to hold the handgun, how to reload it, how to stand, how to balance yourself, how to learn how to use the sights to hit what you're pointing the sights at. But we're not talking about just that. Yeah, they'll figure out real fast at front sight where your training, where's your ability. Some people think that some people even think that they're holding the gun correctly for maximum efficiency, and they're not.
Well, and not only that, but at the end of the day, if you don't own it in the dark, you really don't own it. But we don't want to beat people up in the idea of, hey, you got to learn it in the dark in the beginning. The climb to the top of the mountain for everybody, for lack of a better analogy, is different, and everybody walks their own path. I've had so many people try to come to me and say, well, what did you do and what do you own, and they want to get all gear related, and the first thing I tell them is, look, your concealed carry license doesn't do anything except maybe, if you pay attention, teach you about deadly force and its proper use or not use. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, that's CHL or, you know, whatever comparative acronym in whatever state you are. You don't have anything in your pocket other than just an acknowledgement that you've taken a class. That was not training, folks. So, anyway, I didn't want to get too bogged down on that, John. I wanted to bring a thought of mine to your wisdom and see what you considered, and that is this whole idea of civil war. To me, with the technology that we live under today, civil war really is a misnomer, because if the military is not on the side of the Patriots, we are squashed. And if the military splits, then it's going to be quick. I don't see, there's no way to connect and build a militia unless you have a really tight group of people. And I mean, come on. It just, you're infiltrated immediately. So how do you get however, you know, millions and millions and millions of gun owners to connect? Whew. I haven't been able to logistically get my head around
Ty, we did it. We did it already. We know it's tried and true, and we did it before. And if we've done it before, we can do it again. Only this time, there's not going to be a whole lot of vetting time and organization time. I want the people, the level-headed people, the people that, well, were just like the Green Berets in Vietnam. The only reason they were there was to train the South Vietnamese troops, get them up, battle ready, know as much as they did in 6 weeks or less.
Well, that's going to be a heavy war of attrition against helicopter gunships.
Yeah,
and I know that the Vietnamese shot them down with their old Mausers. I get it. But anyway, well, John, yeah. I certainly appreciate you, my brother, and thank you for all you do.
Thank you. I appreciate your kind words. Yeah, folks, I don't know. Maybe people are just burned out on me. Maybe they've been hearing me talk for 27 years, and they just are comforted by me talking. Not by what I'm saying when I try to emphasize things that I consider to be of crucial importance. Sometimes that just, oh, well, he's just talking. Oh, yeah, I like the guy. Yeah, I listen to him every day. But are you listening? Are you really listening? Folks, I've been there, done it. I've got the bumps and I got the bruises. I've got skin in the game. The skin will remain in the game as long as I'm viable. And the thing that I created here, this network, is one of the few truth channels left out there that are uncompromised. I watched Fox today. Only had to watch them for about 10 minutes. They had people on that the host were not arguing with, saying it's time to ban assault weapons. Thank you, Fox. Marshall in Kentucky. Hello, Marshall. Hello. There you are.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, can
it's
you get...
It's Marcel.
Okay. Okay. Marshall, before you get going here, do you have it on speaker? If you do, take it off speaker.
It's running through the truck because we have to use hands-free.
Okay. All right. I wouldn't want you to break any law. Regulation. Marshall, I wouldn't want you to break any law while you're motoring down the highway here.
I understand. I'm pulling over.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe you can hear me a little clearer now.
Yes, it is better. Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. The first topic is, I'd like to know where to get a hold to that soundtrack that you had from the Oklahoma City bombing.
It's on the website.
It's on the website. Okay, that's good.
It's under the heading. I did away with your original heading. What is old is new. And under that, you will find that video.
Okay, I'll go there and I'll look for it. What is old is new.
Right.
All right, the second thing I'd like to ask you is, what happened to Michael Herzog?
You'll have to ask Michael Herzog. I tried to get him back on the network, and he didn't want to come, so he's not.
Okay. All right, the third thing is, I agree with Kevin, your previous caller. One thing I'd like to add, in order to get people's attention, is that this thing has to come to their doorstep. Until it comes to their doorstep, they are not going to get involved, or should I say, the remnant is not going to get involved, because their feeling is it doesn't concern them. They're too busy trying to put food on the table, keep a roof over their heads, keep gasoline in their vehicles. Does that make sense?
No, I understand, but you also understand, Marcel, that going back and gosh, I can't remember. I should start taking notes of how many times I repeat myself. But that's just the temporal stuff. That's the normal stuff. That's the day-to-day. What we're facing is something that this country's never seen before. And while they're worried about putting a little food on the table right now and keeping a little gas in the truck, yeah, I get that. They've got to start looking past tomorrow. And it isn't going to really matter. They're going to sit back and reflect that I was really worried about a whole lot of nothing because this is where we're at.
Exactly. I agree with you, John. I've got storable food. I've got water set aside. And I've got my armor, my ammo, etc. I'm prepared and awaiting. But one of the things that is occurring is that the people that are not enjoying with this movement, the people that are sitting on the fence, are the ones that are going to be the cannon fodder.
Yep. And they're going to be asked, Marcel, to lick the boots of the people that are saying, we're now in charge. You better lick the boots of your masters, otherwise you are expendable.
And those are going to be the, lack of a better word, those are going to be the snitches. Those are going to be the turncoats. Those are going to be the people that's going to turn those of us who have our armament, who have our extra food, those are the people who are going to turn us in order to get the extra food. The gas rations, etc.
Yeah?
I'm at a loss because I see the things that are happening each and every day. I know that El Paso was a false flag. If anyone that has any brains can look at El Paso and look at Dayton. What are the differences between the two? The people in Dayton were forthcoming with their information. They told who the individual was.
That's right.
And then the reports of there being two or three shooters? Where did we hear that before?
Yep.
Some school in Florida?
Marcel, I appreciate you pulling over to make this call, but you're going to have to wrap this thing up. I've got a ton of stuff that I want to hit, and I got to get other callers here. So, summarize, sir.
I'm summarizing simply this. This thing is going to be on the backs of a few of us, not the all of us.
I understand, and you are right. It always has, and it always will. What I'm asking those, instead of dropping a dime on fellow patriots, leave a little bit of food on the back porch. Marcel, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh. Valerie, Michigan. Hello, Valerie.
Hello, John.
Hi.
You there?
Yes.
Okay. I was talking to my daughter today, and I was telling her that the Democrats that are, you know, up there spouting a whole lot of stupid stuff, they're not interested in gun control. They're really not. And she said, no, they just want to take them all away. And I think that's right. And what I haven't heard, of course, I've been pretty much gone all day, but what I have not heard is about this red flag. They're going to make this federal. Lindsey Graham is out there talking about it, and he's a pretty smart cookie, I think. He don't like him, but he's a pretty smart cookie. He has got the president's ear. He put all that stuff the president said about him aside. And some months ago, I heard President Trump in their group. It was a group meeting there. I watched it on C-SPAN, talking about, well, we could take the guns away and ask questions later.
Yeah, well,
and now Lindsey Graham is coming out with a red flag, and that would be a really easy way to take, you know, just come and take them.
Well, and Napolitano, which I wished Mr. Trump would avail himself of this guy's wisdom, he's already spelled this out. There's two ways that they can do this. They can do it in an illegal, unconstitutional way, or, as he put it, a little bit more constitutional. In other words, the information to be presented to a judge, real information, just not somebody in the family saying that somebody is presenting a threat or they think that they're off balance. Any patriots I've ever talked to, the biggest arguments they ever have is with their deadbeat family members that don't want to hear the truth and are too scared and afraid to stand up as Americans. The other way would be for anybody to pick up the phone. The ATF did the same damn thing back in the 90s with their 1-800-ATF guns, that any scurrilous individual could pick up the phone, drop a dime on anybody. And I did this with an Ann Arbor news reporter that was anti-gun, that he even admitted to me, was writing negative stories about us when we were up in Michigan. And I told him, I said, you don't understand what you're up against. And I told him, I said, with one phone call, I can have the bat faggots on your front porch kicking in your doors, taking your guns. He said, that'll never happen. I gave him the number. He called me back and he said, my God, you were right. I said, I'm right about a lot of stuff. You got to stop saying that I'm wrong and start looking and doing the research yourself.
Yeah, and we have, there's at least a segment, a large segment, I think, of the police force that, like you said, has been trained, and they can't hardly wait to shoot somebody.
It is frightening.
And
yes.
So when you have something like that,
yep.
Plus if you put a red flag, put it in the federal law,
mm-hmm.
That's a frightening thing.
Well, and Valerie, we don't need any more laws.
No.
We've got enough. If somebody kills another human being, and I don't give a damn what their motivation is, they're having a bad day, they're on SSRIs, they're a paid stooge, I don't give a damn who and what they are. Taking another person's life, this is laws, time immemorial. I mean, we've had them for a long, long time.
Well, and I'm a black and white person. Something is right or it's wrong.
Well, yes.
I don't have too much in between.
There's too many people that have too much in between. Not much between their ears. No. And they certainly don't use it, but I get your meaning.
Yeah,
Valerie?
Yeah, and I appreciate you. I pray for your health. I pray for you, and I donate as I can.
Well, I keep on going, and
you know, I'm glad that you're still on the air.
Well, and it's a struggle, a day-to-day struggle just to do that. I've got to juggle other things. It keeps me from doing other positive things, and it's a drag. I mean, I don't know.
It is.
I don't know if people have got the idea, yeah, Statmiller's all right, but you know what? There will be other people if he goes down. I think sometimes...
No, there's not.
I understand that. I understand my dedication to this, and I've been dedicated to it for going on 28 years, and I'm in no way, shape, or form weakening or considering stopping. The only thing I need here, Valerie, is some funds to keep the damn network going.
I know. I do the best I can. Look me up.
Well, Valerie, I'm not saying this against you. I'm saying it to the other people that are now listening to this program that haven't even lifted a finger.
Yes, and I don't know why not.
Well, you know what? They can sit in their own hell that they've created, because if what I say does come to pass, their life is not going to have any meaning. It's not going to have any purpose, and they're going to hate even being alive in this country.
Yes,
let them hang on to their money. Let them hang on to, you know, I'll just keep my head down and this whole thing will pass over me. It's not.
Well, I think a lot of people think if they can only donate a little, it doesn't matter. But it does matter, because if everybody had a little, it would add up.
Well, Valerie, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
All right.
Good night.
Good night. Ted in Georgia. Hello, Ted.
Hello, John.
Hi.
This is the old retired prison chaplain.
Okay.
What I want to know is, where are all those 300 million gun owners? They ought to be flocking to Front Sight by the dozen.
You would think so. But, and again, Ted, you know this, being in the profession that you're in, you understand how easy it is for an individual to lie to themselves.
It is.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, having said that, I understand the human condition. I understand that we have egos, that we have an image of ourselves, and we're not too critical
right.
with ourselves, and as long as we do and look pretty good to the people around us, you know, maybe I can skate by. No.
If I could go back 20 years at age 73, I would jump on that in a New York minute. Now, I've been tracking this monster for 50 years. Yeah. I know what time it is.
Yeah.
It is time to fish or cut bait. And our people are sitting on their dead ends and doing nothing. This is war. This is war. This is not a game.
No, it's not. It is not, Ted. And you have donated to this network, and I appreciate your support. I don't know what it's going to take, but it's going to take a maximum effort of all of us to do this. And this is one of the simpler,
absolutely.
This is one of the simpler things. This is taking a few bucks out of that pile. Okay, I'm not going to be able to do that. Okay, but this is the cause, because there ain't no tomorrow. If we don't do what is necessary for us to do today and tomorrow to set the path of a possibility of getting this country back, I can tell you one thing. If we do nothing, you know, what do people think, Ted? Do people think that God's stupid? If they believe that when they die, they're going to have to be judged by God, guess what? We've already put the information in their head and they didn't act upon it. Do you think God countenances cowards?
Right.
I don't.
Well, I try to donate every month. I don't have a lot to live on, but I donate every month if I possibly can.
Well, I appreciate it.
I know what time it is. I've been tracking this monster for more than 50 years, and I know what day it is. This is the time to get off our dead ends and do something.
We are
at war. This is war.
It is. Spiritual and every other way
Absolutely.
You can think of.
I'm
just amazed. They have lost their fear. You know what I think? That the message has been drilled out of them, and they have no fear. And they should be very fearful. Because if you don't think that living a life and squandering it, standing in the way of those that want to set things back to rights, if you don't think you're going to be judged on that, well, you know what? You better think again. You better think again. This is why they had to take God out of the equation. See, nobody could argue with God, Ted. This is why they had to get everybody removed from that. That there's no consequences for your actions. You can do any twisted thing that you want to do. Don't worry. You're in good company, and that's what the country believes now, that you can do anything, get away with anything. Doesn't matter. Yes, it does matter. Because if we don't hold on to the things near and dear that we know that makes life worth living, I know for a lot of us out there, what I see in the future, life is not going to be worth nothing.
That's true.
Yeah. Ted, thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you.
I appreciate it very much. Any other callers? Okay. Only got a couple minutes left here. I wanted to cover this story, and I just flat ran out of time. But it's up on our website. Please go take a look at it. And these stories we put on the website, folks, most of these are handpicked by yours truly. You know, if you notice an absence of total fluff and BS on this network, the only thing that you're going to see is we still got a promoted content deal like everybody else has out there. By the way, what are we making off of that? That midget, whatever that. Just get out of your seat. What? Track it down, because I'm tired of looking at it. And I've asked these people, only put stuff up there that this audience would be interested in. Yeah, they've kind of gotten away from that. So I would like to see this gone, if we possibly could. Yeah, but there might have been an agreement made. I want to track this down so nobody gets slighted, okay? I'm kind of touchy about those sorts of things. Story I wanted to get around to, and you have to read it on the site, folks. Maybe I'll have time to cover it tomorrow. Illegal aliens are driving child sex crime in North Carolina. More than 331 illegal aliens have been charged with 1,172 child rapes and child sexual assaults. This is just in North Carolina, folks, in the last 18 months. Yeah, bring them all in. Let them murder, rape, rob. It doesn't matter. Well, it matters to me. And I know it matters to you. Folks, support this network. When it's gone, it's gone. And when it's gone, you're going to be reading about my obituary, because I am not going to have that security blanket wrapped around my shoulders anymore. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.